Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning on this one below day here in Fargo. It's fair, but it feels like 18 below. So my lips aren't working so hot right now. You're going to have to give me a minute or two anyway. Out in Tioga, it is 9 below, and it feels like 23 below. And with this cold weather, I don't know what happened in Bismarck yesterday. There must be a lot of out-of-towners driving around in Bismarck. But yesterday there were 45 accidents in Bismarck. That's nuts to me. You know, I'm a Southern boy, and I slow down. I, you know, take all needed precautions. But apparently some of the folks at Bismarck, 45 accidents. Wow. What's going on out there? I'm Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club. You can join the conversation anytime by dialing 855-200-1776. Extension 2 gets you live on air and into the conversation. Whatever you want to talk about. We have some open phones in this first segment. So whatever you want to talk about, just give us a call, 855-200-1776, extension 2. It's live on air and into the conversation. A couple of things that are on my mind. As we all know, the new Congress convenes today. Speaker Boehner is hoping to stave off, you know, the folks that are vying for that speakership. His speaker chair. Wow, lips are not moving well. And from what I've heard, some notable conservatives plan on voting with him. How do you feel about that? I mean, yesterday I put out on my social media, you know, it kind of cheeses my grits because Boehner and his staff spent most of yesterday pushing for support from various conservative guys and gals out there, Republicans, and they phrased it as in their little press release, less aggressive Republicans. They were pushing for support from less aggressive conservatives. Well, I said conservatives, but they said less aggressive Republicans, and they were just doling out committee assignments like candy to kids at a fat camp. That, and I don't know, just something doesn't sit right with me with that. How do you feel about that? And Kevin Cramer, when he does his weekly town hall, and that's tomorrow, I really, really hope folks are going to call in and ask him, you know, his opinion on that. Because I remember him saying that, you know, there's not really another alternative to Boehner. Nobody's running. Nobody else wants to seat. But now you got a couple of guys that threw their hat in the ring. So I would love to know. And don't be fooled when folks say, you know, that Nancy Pelosi will, you know, win if Republicans or conservatives don't vote for Boehner and all that stuff. That will not happen. They do not have the votes for that. So do not be fooled by that line of thinking. Don't be fooled. There's no way Pelosi wins speakership. Absolutely no. It is an impossibility. So don't buy that line of logic. But I want to know how you feel about that. I know we talked about it yesterday. I just want to know what your feelings are today as we get all this news saying that, you know, he's pretty much going to win. And some conservatives, folks that I would consider conservative, are not gonna challenge Boehner. So it's all of the talking heads are basically saying that he will retain his speakership. I want to know how you feel about that. Something else I want, and we were talking about this morning on the conference call, another thing that's on my mind are gas prices. Now, yesterday, and for the past couple of days, as a matter of fact, I've heard a lot of people complaining, you know, about low gas prices. And I'm like, hey, man, we deserve a break today. And you know, like the old commercial, what does that mean? McDonald's, Burger King, I forget which one. But we deserve a break today. I think it's a good thing. And as a matter of fact, just take me and my business, Spargo Tech. There were towns, especially when gas prices were getting up there, even with the discount that I get, I have to think long and hard before I fill up the Fargo Tech van and go out of town. I have to gauge how far out, whether or not the customer is going to agree with paying that extra cost and that sort of thing. Now, if I'm filling, and with my discount, I'm paying well under $2. I think it's closer to like $1.90 or something like that. So, you know, I'm much more apt to go out to Valley City or to Bismarck or even St. Cloud, you know, to service folks. And to me, it's a good thing. I want to know how you feel about that. Lower gas prices, a bad thing? And I get it. You know, we have this huge oil economy. The Bakken Shale reserves are awesome for North Dakota. But I think that lower gas prices right now, I'm not complaining. I am not complaining, not in the least. I like it. I don't believe they're going to stay this low. They never do. They like to do that whole Overton window thing to us, and we're kind of used to it now. We've been conditioned to you know, just take it with a grain of salt. And so it's not going to stay that way. But for now, I say sit back and enjoy it. What say you? 855-200-1776. Extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. Also want to talk to Ellen and Blanquita because they're jet setters. They tend to, you know, hop on the red eye readily and fly all over the country, and especially in Ellen's case, fly all over the world. Why doesn't the airline prices for a ticket are not reflecting the drop in gas prices? What's up with that, man? Airline prices are not dropping in correlation to gas prices falling. So I want to get their take on that, and I would love to get your take on that. Coming up later on this month, and I've been watching this. I've had an eagle eye on this. But later on this month, you know, Shanley, they're going to Washington. You know, they're driving out there, so it's going to be great for them. You know, Phil, I don't know if the buses use like diesel or whatever, because diesel prices, from what I've heard, they're not down like, you know, regular gas and that sort of thing. But my wife and I, we were going to fly out to Washington. And, you know, I'm looking for the price of the tickets to come down, and so I can just go ahead and get the kayak deal on them and all of that stuff, and I'm still waiting. I haven't got that a text that tells me, hey, ticket prices came down, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, on a lot of these sites, you can get those alerts that will tell you whether or not your ticket prices come down, whether or not there are better deals on other airlines and that sort of thing. And I love that. I love that app. But I'm waiting. I'm still waiting, and I have not received that alert yet. So why not? Why not with the airlines? Why aren't the prices of your tickets reflective of the lower gas prices? Almost want to just hop in the car and take a drive to what? No, I could not do that. That is a very, very long drive. It's a good thing the kids nowadays, they all have the cell phones and the earbuds and the outlets on the bus that they're going to be using and that sort of thing. But yeah, I'm waiting. I'm still waiting, and it will be a boon to me if ticket prices come down, because they're not cheap, man. They are not cheap, those gas those ticket prices. Anyway, that's something else that's on my mind. How do you feel about gas prices coming down? It's as I stated before, a lot of folks are complaining about it. I mean, you'd be surprised at the people that I talk to that are complaining about it. Oh, it's going to have this horrible negative effect on North Dakota and jobs, and wells are closing and this and that. But for a guy like me, small business owner, I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I think that's also a song. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner, Glenn Keita Cullum, right after this break.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. And to join the conversation, it's simple. As always, 855-200-1776, extension 2, gets you live on the air. We deserve a break today. That's my my song of the morning. And I know it's kind of corny, but I've had that song in my head all day. And the reason why is the low gas prices. even though a lot of folks here that I speak to are like pulling their hair out. They're like, man, it's horrible, this and that. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm a small business owner. You know, when I fill up the Fargo Tech van, you know, that gas takes me much, much further, and I'm more apt to go out of town, you know, to service customers and that sort of thing. So I think it's a good thing. I do. But I'm going to have two gals who are much, much smarter than me weigh in on the issue. They're both jet setters. It's hard to get a hold of Ellen, as a matter of fact, because she's always on the jet somewhere. I want to know, how does filling up your car, do you like the drop in gas prices? And two, how do you feel about, and I spoke about this earlier, the fact that airline prices, the price of your ticket, is not reflecting the drop in gas prices. I'm going out to Washington later this month, and I'm waiting on Kayak to hit me with that alert that says your ticket price has come down, and I'm still waiting on that. So I want to know how you feel. We'll go to Ellen.
This is Ellen. Southwest Airlines made a fortune many years ago because they had bought futures in oil, and so they never changed their prices, even though they had bought oil at a very cheap price at a time when oil was high, and they were getting that price. Now, we don't know what airlines are doing, but why should they drop prices when they're going to make more money?
Well, the problem is you keep people from traveling, and as a person who used to fly Southwest Airlines, and you know that Ellen's right. They locked in the price for 5 years, but then, you know, they skyrocketed. They went up so high that people like me who were real loyal to Southwest Airlines said, screw it, I'm not going to fly then. I'm going to go on Expedia and find another price for tickets that's a little cheaper. Now, yeah, I mean, it was very nice to be in Texas and to rent a car for a week and find out that I only paid under $20 to fill a gas full of tank. But I would like to know that it's going to be reflected in a lot of other things, which I don't think it is. So consequently, we are, you know, penny wise and pound foolish. We're not really, it's not going to make that much of a difference if it doesn't really come out and be expressed across the board.
Hang on, I'm writing that down, penny wise and pound foolish.
Never heard that expression before? Maybe it's an old bad expression like we've used our whole life.
That is pretty awesome.
Maybe we have another one. We grew up with that one.
All right. So where are you in the camp? Are you saying yay lower gas prices, or are you one of the folks that say, hey, this is going to hurt us?
You know, I remember in the 70s when we were waiting in gas lines because the gas prices were very high and there just wasn't enough to be pumped because of various oil embargoes. And Time magazine had an up-and-side-down cover. And one of them said gas prices are up and the other said gas prices are down. And one side of the magazine had a smiley face and one side of the magazine, if you turned it upside down, had a negative, an unsmiley face. And I think it is a mixed bag. I think it is unclear. And there are things such as trade that do very well when some kind of prices are down. But then if prices are down in Europe and they're not doing as well financially, they're not going to buy as many American products. I think it's very complicated.
I agree with her.
Okay. I agree.
You said it quite well, Ellen.
And I posed that question on my social media, and I'm getting various response, but some folks say it's a double-edged sword. So,
yep.
And some, you know, so, but there are two other questions I want to make sure I get your opinion on. One, yesterday, you know, I'm hearing the scuttlebutt from Washington. I heard that Speaker Boehner and his folks were greasing palms and, you know, doling out committee assignments like candy at a fat camp. I want to know I'll throw this to Blanquita. What are your predictions? Do you think he retains the speakership?
Yeah, but I think that the price to pay is going to be a lot more critical for those guys if Boehner doesn't produce, which I doubt that he will. So you're going to see a lot of folks being uber critical, not just from the left, but from the right or from the right.
Ellen, you agree with that?
I do. I think he absolutely retains his speakership. He's got the votes. But the question is how much does the right wing influence legislation and what he does in this next election cycle? And don't forget, all eyes are on 2016.
And if they don't, remember, they said, we elected you to lead. You don't lead, we're going to see you let out of the building and you won't run again because we won't vote you in.
Yeah, and I'm not, I mean, I'm not in that camp that say we should be, you know, obstructionists. We should, you know, and I'm a Tea Party guy. I make no bones about that. But I don't expect my leader, my representative of the GOP to do every single thing that I want or to enact every piece of legislation that I want. I understand that.
But you want him to get in there and make a difference. You don't want him to sit around and just be following. That's not why you voted the guys in. That's why we clean the house.
And that's the point.
But that's the concern, is that Boehner's going to sit there and end up being Chris Christie and hugging the president through all of a lot of bad decisions, and people are going to say, what in the world do we put you idiots in there for?
Ellen, I have a very different view. I think they're going to say he can govern, he knows how to negotiate, and that's why the Republican Party has any chance of winning, if they negotiate, and if they govern, and
we don't expect the Republican Party to become Neville Chamberlain to President Obama. We want them to be able to follow the law and do what we elected them to do. If they don't, they answer, well, fine. You know, they can negotiate all they want, but they won't negotiate themselves back in a seat.
Right, and some folks, especially in the uber conservative circles, already feel that, you know, we can see too much to this president. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting year this year, to say the least. One other question. The New York City police, this thing is taking on a life of its own. They have essentially, and this is just my opinion, they are essentially dialing back their performance on the job. You know, I think it is to hurt de Blasio and to make the folks feel the pain. How do you feel about that? The traffic arrests are way down. Arrests for petty crimes are way down. They're not even going to go out there and touch it. Wow. I have to leave that question for tomorrow. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Blanquita, for coming on the Common Sense Club. We will talk tomorrow. I'm checking my kayak to make sure to see whether or not my airline tickets came down in price, but I'm not holding my breath. We'll be right back right after this break.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Getting a little feedback on the whole gas price debate. Some folks are saying it's a double-edged sword. Some folks are saying that they like the gas prices low. But I think this has got to be sarcasm. I really like them at $3.50 or $4. These prices are going to cost me money. Huh. I don't know. I think that that's, wow. In my perspective, I guess, you know, from a small business perspective, and I spend a lot of time in my car, or I mean, in our van, and we have vans, so I spend a lot of time in those vans, and when you're filling up those vans, and you're looking at the cost ticking up, and you're just like, wow. How do I turn a profit with this? It's a good thing for me. I could understand, though, if you're like a lot of the industry here in North Dakota, a pretty substantial portion of the industry here is fueled by oil and gas. So if the prices go down, it kind of hurts the economy, and I get that. I get the whole double-edged sword, but for guys like me, I think it's a good thing. I am not complaining, and I know it's not going to last, so I say we deserve a break today. I am not complaining. I'm still waiting, though I'm not holding my breath, on my kayak to ping me and say, hey, your ticket price has come down, so you'll be going to Washington for a lot less than you figured. But there you go. A couple of questions that I have for the audience today. One, and we talk about this all the time, especially my more libertarian friends and my more constitutionally conservative friends. We talk about, you know, our Fourth Amendment rights, you know, privacy and that sort of thing. And in today's society, it seems Orwellian. It seems like Orwell was prophetic. You know, in the information age where everything is instantaneous and we post pictures and things like that on social media, it would seem to a lot of folks that your privacy is no longer protected as it once was. You know, people don't feel the same way about their privacy as they did before. I do. Tons of my friends do. But the perspective, the broader perspective, is that folks just they don't care. I mean, we readily give our social out. I had a customer pay me with a form of payment that I had never seen before, but they they assured me that it was sound and, yeah, the money was there. But then all the hoops I had to jump through just to accept it, I'm like, wait a minute, is it even worth it? And I remember the debate we had over the cameras downtown. I remember Chief Turnus and I having a debate. And I also remember a couple of my friends down there at that meeting, and Justin Vega being one of them, talking about, you know, the loss of privacy, you know, especially when you're in public spaces. So when I hear things like, oh, and also the DUI checkpoints and that sort of thing. So anytime that I hear about infringements on our Fourth Amendment rights, I'm kind of incensed. Just a little bit. Just a bit. So I'm reading, you know, a couple of blogs and I come across this. The feds say they don't need a warrant to intercept your cell phone calls. So if you are, like, in a public space anyway, so if you're walking down the street and you're on your cell phone and the feds want to, and they have these little interceptor boxes, you would call them. There's a big technical name, but I'm going to go with that. They have these little interceptor boxes, or if they're flying one of their planes overhead or helicopters and they want to pull your conversation, your private conversation, they say they don't need a warrant for that. They can do that. You're in a public space. How do you feel about that? I say nuts to that. What are you kidding me? And I remember back when we were having the debate about the cameras, and I remember Chief Turner talking, saying, you know, there's no expectation of privacy, blah, 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 this and that. And I said, absolutely, there is. And the expectation of privacy is not from, you know, Chris in the next studio or your neighbor that's, you know, walking down the street there. That's not the expectation of privacy that our founders protected us with. It is your expectation of privacy is protected from the government. And folks, I think we have so conceded that point that that's not even the starting point for them anymore. They basically say, you basically conceded your privacy when you're in an open space or a public space. I say nuts to that. And I point to Katz versus the United States, and I pointed to that case back when we were having the camera debate and the drone debate and all of that stuff, where the Supreme Court says there is an expectation of privacy. The feds, so Katz goes into a phone booth and he's on the phone and he closes the booth and the feds have this, I think it's a parabolic mic or something, and they're listening into his conversation and the Supreme Court said, and they basically wiretapped him and used what he said, you know, against him and that sort of thing. But the Supreme Court said, no, when a guy goes into that phone booth and closes the door, he has a expectation of privacy. And it's not, you know, whether or not you can see him through the door or if you're standing right outside the phone booth, whether or not you can hear him. The fact of the matter is, he has a reasonable expectation of privacy that his words will be between him and the person on the other end of that line. Not just because he's in a public space. That's not the standard. So I'm asking the question, how in the world, given that ruling, can the feds possibly think that this is constitutional? They can basically see Leon Francis walking down the street, whip out their little interceptor deal, and just basically pull my conversation right out of the air, and they think that it is perfectly constitutional. I don't think so. That's my expectation of privacy are that if I'm on the phone and I'm talking to one of my Tea Party brethren or sisters, you know, that my conversation is between me and the person on the other end of the line. Not to newfangled technology that could pull my conversation right out of the air. I'm sorry, does not pass the smell test for me. We have some voicemail about the airline that I want to run. Let's run that.
Yeah, Leon, do you remember back in the 70s when wheat went really, really high and bread more than doubled for a loaf? Well, wheat went down, bread did not. Same thing with airlines. Goodbye.
Back in the 70s, I was probably, I don't know, a couple of years old maybe, without giving my age out. So I don't remember that. But if anybody else remembers that, you know, feel free to chime in, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air into the conversation. Or you can do like that listener did. Call in 855-200-1776. Extension 1, and just leave the message on the rant line. And a lot of times I look over and I see them and I'll play them. Bear with me. Sometimes I tend to bloviate, especially when it's on an issue like this. Like I saw that when I was reading that. I'm like, are you kidding me? How do you feel? Do you think that folks like me make too much of, you know, your right to privacy? Because, you know, I just don't see the outrage that I'm thinking about a Paul Revere or a George Washington or a Thomas Jefferson or one of our founding fathers, like just kind of transporting themselves to this time period and just seeing all of the infractions on our Fourth Amendment protection, those general warrants that our founders loathe. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, what would they think about this? So, you know, if they could understand the technology of the day and they're like, so I'm talking to Martha, you know, on my cell phone, and you mean to tell me the all-powerful Leviathan says it's totally constitutional to pull my conversation out of the air, and I don't have an expectation of privacy if I'm outside of my house, if I'm in a public space, not from them. They can do that. I think our founders would be livid. Gene in Valley City, what's on your mind? You want to weigh in on that?
Good morning, Leon.
Good morning.
Leon, are you saying that the Constitution forbids that?
Our protections from general warrants forbids that. Our constitutional protection against general warrants, and because these folks say that they don't need a warrant to do that, I say they absolutely do. That's a general warrant.
Right. I agree with you.
Okay.
Okay, now that we've gotten there, yesterday was swearing-in day in Washington, right?
Correct. No, today was, right? Today is.
Okay. Doesn't matter. Today, tomorrow, yesterday.
Yep.
Okay, what did they swear on? What did they swear?
To uphold the Constitution of these United States of America.
The heck? I'll be darned.
Right.
Okay, so then what's going on is their oath really doesn't mean anything then, does it?
It hasn't for a very long time.
Unless the minute they put their hand down from what they swore on, they get busy to stop what's going on. Their oath doesn't mean a thing. Does it?
I think it's a lot of this whole swearing in is a lot of pomp and circumstance. I don't think that any of the folks that are up there actually take to heart what they're swearing to uphold. The second they get in there, they're trying to change it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this break. Gene, if you can hang on if you want and come back on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair, online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now on a bit of a down note, but this is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, 855-200-1776. Extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. A listener is asking the question. One of the things that's been on our mind this morning is the Larimore, North Dakota tragedy of the bus that failed to yield to a train, had a collision with that train, and the driver, the bus driver, and a 17-year-old girl were both killed when this school bus collided with this train. And a listener said, asked a question, you know, basically, why aren't kids required to wear a seatbelt on school buses? And I remember this conversation, and as a matter of fact, this came up last year with seatbelts because there was the primary seatbelt law. We were talking about that here in North Dakota. They already have it in Minnesota, and folks were asking, well, why not on school buses? And I remember someone saying, some experts saying, you know, the way that they're made and the high backs and that sort of thing. I've always said, you know, why not have seatbelts on school buses? I mean, my goodness, they're kids there. You know, if they're good enough to protect us in our car, then it's a no-brainer for, you know, seatbelts on a school bus. I want to know what you think, how you feel about that. 855-217-76. Extension 2, to get live on air and voice your opinion, or extension 1, just leave it on the rant line. But how do you feel about that? Do you think that we should have that conversation about seatbelts on school buses? Something else, that while I was reading through this story, a couple of things struck me. One, this driver did not stop when signs are clearly posted. There are laws out there where you have to, like, you're driving the school bus, you have to stop before you get to the tracks. You have to look both ways, open and close the door. I've seen buses do it. I cannot believe. I mean, there is absolutely no excuse for something like this to happen, especially with the laws we already have on the books. It's just nuts to me that a school bus can collide with a train in this day and age. My kids don't ride the school bus, so there you go. But I want to know from you, do you think it's time to revisit that whole seatbelt debate? Should school buses, and I do remember folks quoting costs as, you know, one of the reasons why we don't retrofit all school buses with, you know, seat belts and that sort of thing. But my humble opinion is we sink a lot of money into the public school systems. There's some pork somewhere that could be cut, you know, for our kids' safety. Like, this is just ridiculous. You got one 17-year-old girl plus the bus driver dead. You also have this whole everyone on that school bus, every kid on that bus is going to be – this is a traumatic experience. They're going to be traumatized. It's nuts. So join the discussion. Go to our Facebook page, our social media. And answer that question for us. Give us a little feedback on that. You know, should we revisit the debate about seatbelts on school buses? That's nuts. If you haven't read that, the Grand Forks Herald has this story in Larimore, North Dakota, has a story about the school bus returning school kids home after school. This happened yesterday. Was struck by a westbound train, killing the driver, 62-year-old Max Danner, and a 17-year-old girl. The crash also injured a dozen other student passengers who admitted to hospitals across the region. Some students sustained multiple injuries, but no conditions were released Monday night. This is one heck of a tragedy. It is nuts. We have some feedback that says, you know, this is the second fatal accident at that crossing. Seatbelts do fend much against the train. I think that should be don't fend much against the train. How about finally putting crossing arms at all intersections? And I get that. My friend's husband was the first fatality. She fought for 2 years with BNSF to put arms at that crossing. Her grandchildren were the kids dropped off right before the accident. Imagine that. But a bus driver has some culpability here. I mean, obviously, he didn't stop. He didn't yield. He didn't look both ways. He didn't open and close the doors. That would have prevented this tragedy also. I don't know. I don't want to put this all on BNSF. And I know it is what we tend to do. We find the biggest guy in the room and we kind of target them. But this school bus driver owns some of that culpability. There are signs posted. This guy should have stopped. Continue the conversation with Scott and Todd on the other side of this break. Stay tuned for What's on Your Mind. And I'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, 8 o'clock.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can, at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor, call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get, 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. Valleyimports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.